So here are some pros and cons that come to mind when we talk about antigen detection RDTs. Obviously, it's very quick, so that's a big plus. You usually get the test result within 15 minutes. Its sensitivity really depends on the antigen and antibody that you're detecting, on how much antigen will be present in your patient, which clearly depends on the disease we're talking about and the antigen that we're detecting. Like in the case of malaria, you know that the HRP2 molecule is the most sensitive, which comes with certain drawbacks, like the fact that it will remain after infection. It also depends on the patient sample, of course. So for COVID, for example, it is recommended to use the nasopharyngeal swab, but maybe you could also detect antigen in the blood, but probably with a lower sensitivity. And the sensitivity also depends on the conditions on your test strip. So if you have a two-line test strip, probably one of the lines will have a lower sensitivity than if it would be a one-line test strip, because the strip is probably adapted for one of the two test lines only. A big advantage of RDTs is that they are very suitable to be used in low-resource settings, because first they are point-of-care tests, so they need minimum training and minimum infrastructure to be carried out. And usually they don't need a cold chain, which is also an advantage if you don't have stable electricity to cool your reagents. A disadvantage is that they are non-quantitative. So especially in the case of malaria, where you have this prazone as a known effect, you cannot use the intensity of the line to quantify the parasite in your patient. So that means you cannot follow up the treatment very well, and you cannot link the severity of disease to your parasitemia, etc., which can be a big factor in patient management.